Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Have you ever seen or noticed drug use when you're on the train, the Lewis or the bus here in Ireland? I was reading this research today. 75% of bus and train drivers in this country say they've witnessed drug use and abusive behaviour on public transport about several times a month. And I thought it was a pretty extraordinary stat at 75%. Suzanne is with us on the line today because, Suzanne, you're a bus driver. How common is drug use on the bus?
It's something we see frequently, unfortunately.
So the 75%, you know, the figures that we're hearing about today several times a month, they're accurate.
Surprised.
You're not surprised, yeah.
Yeah.
How bad, Suzanne? Like, what are we talking about?
I mean, you could be talking just cannabis, but I mean, I've seen people, I was saying this earlier, I've seen people taking their socks and shoes off, heroin, smoking crack. You'd see drug dealing going on the bus. It's just frequent.
And is this daytime?
It could be daytime, it could be nighttime, yeah.
Yeah. And like, are there many on the bus? You know, is there any regard for others, other passengers or customers sitting around people?
No, not really. Sometimes I'll have a passenger come down and say there's something going on upstairs on the bus, or it's going on down the back of the bus. So, and other times you'll actually openly hear them making a phone call, doing drug deals, getting ready to meet someone at the next stop.
Just as blatant and as open as that, yeah. And like, what do you do, or what even, sure, what can you do, Suzanne, as the bus driver?
Yeah, so all I can do is, if I notice it or if a passenger brings it to my attention, is I can call control and they can call the guards. But there's not enough guard resources. So by the time the guards are going to get out to you, everyone is off the bus. Mm. Bus passengers have been displaced. They've got another bus. And the people using the drugs are just gone.
So they've got off at the next stop and that's it.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
And would you even, like, feel comfortable?
You could have gotten abuse.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have even gotten abuse at that point then, because your bus hasn't been moving, because your bus is grounded.
And this is from the other passengers now, I assume, who were frustrated and fed up.
It could be from other passengers. Yeah, but no, it could be from them people as well that are waiting to get to a certain spot.
Right. Hurry up.
Yeah.
And like, do you feel, how safe or unsafe do you feel when you see or you witness or even you hear some of the abusive comments that you might get, Suzanne?
You don't feel safe, Andrea.
Sure, how could you?
I'm in a cab and my colleagues are the same, and you have the door closed and the screen up, but that's it. It's not safe. And you don't know when someone's under the influence how they're going to react.
But it is this common, because, look, I've heard many times, you know, about the kind of abusive behaviour public transport drivers have to put up with and what you put up with on a daily basis. But I think a lot of us were, well, I was sort of somewhat shocked, naive as I might be, to think that, you know, like, that level of drug taking was happening on the bus during the day on a daily basis.
Yeah. Now, I would find, you know, rush hour in the morning, rush hour in the evening wouldn't be as bad. But other times, the day and night, absolutely.
Christian's with us as well, Suzanne, because Christian, you're also a bus driver. Is it as common as Suzanne says? You can hear me okay, Christian, you can.
Oh, yeah. I can hear it.
Is drug use on public transport, how big of a problem is it, Christian?
To be honest with you, the best example that I can give you, sometimes, second day after a night drive, or I'm afraid to go to work, especially now with all this drug and alcohol tests. I had a situation when actually I requested the passengers to leave the bus after they were smoking in the bus, and they come downstairs and they blow the smoke into my face. It's not something.
Yeah. So the passengers that are upstairs in the bus,
smoking
a hash or whatever, and they come down and they will blow that then in your face through the screen.
Straight into my face, yes.
And how frequent is that?
It's happening. I cannot tell you like once, twice a week or a month, but unfortunately it's happening. And not only this, with all this new type of situation, vape and things like that, or when you go with the terminals to check your bus and you see somebody lying on the seats with syringe around him, it's not a nice picture to look at it.
And what do you do, or what can you do, Christian?
Unfortunately, we don't have too much power. The only thing that's obviously follow the protocol, call the control, inspectors will get in touch with the Gardaí, the ambulance, or but all this antisocial behavior towards the, it's not only towards the public transport workers, it's now it's actually create more problem between the passengers. And let's not forget the fact that NTA wants a 24-hour service. I don't feel it's safe for people to be traveling in public transport after midnight.
So you're against the idea of any 24-hour public transport proposals, Christian?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. It's a very good thing, especially for this city. But they have to find a solution for people to feel more safe.
Yeah. What is that solution?
Using the public transport.
Do you think?
I don't know. Designated departments, you know, police to look after the transports. I know it's not easy. Involves too many other things, but something has to be done. Something has to be done for the people of Dublin.
A dedicated transport policing unit.
Police.
And you think they need to, am I right in saying, Christian, you think they need to go hand in hand, that if we're going to have more 24-hour public transport services, we need to have this dedicated transport police to go with it?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you agree with that, Suzanne?
Yeah, 100%. We need a dedicated transport police. And we also need the National Transport Advisory Council to be done, the National Transport Authority Advisory Council, and a charter. I think that's what we're looking for today, is a charter to be put in place to show what's acceptable and what's not acceptable on public transport. And we need all that put forward.
Because at the moment, what is the policy? Like what is acceptable at the moment? Anything
goes. That's just it. We just have to face it, yeah, and keep going. Mm. And you can't, and they're calling for more drivers, and I don't see how, you know, and it's across all public transport. This isn't just Dublin Bus.
No.
And I don't see how we can get more drivers in and more staff to work if this is the abuse that's being faced. And we're trying to encourage people to use public transport.
Yeah.
Like, would you go on public transport late at night?
No, I totally. I'm a very regular Dublin Bus user. I was on Dublin Bus coming in this morning. I'll probably get it home this afternoon if it's raining. You know, so I understand completely. I would love there to be more frequent services, but I accept your point, Christian, when it comes to the nighttime services. Like, I know we can't have a guard on every single bus around the country, but there probably needs to be. I accept the point. There needs to be some security or something on the nighttime services.
See, the problem is at the moment they can get off the bus and get on to the next one. Do you know, if something happens, there's nothing stopping them. There's no powers of detention. There's nothing to deter them from doing it again. So they could get off my bus, get onto Christian's bus.
Mm. Well, they might get onto the Lewis as well. And Kabir is with us on the line too, because you work on the Lewis, Kabir. How bad is drug use and abusive behaviour there?
It's unbelievable, to be honest with you. What we've been going through the last couple of years now, as my colleagues there in the transportation division said, we are not against any 24-hour service. But the problem we have actually is that, imagine the Lewis. There are a lot of people that travel with Lewis. They are highly drunk. And with the side of trouble, there's nothing we can do. You know, we are kind of far left to do nothing like this. I suppose the best thing is to get transport police to get involved in this, because it's not safe for us. You know what I mean? So, asking somebody on the last tram or any day, especially on the red line, is becoming chaotic now, because you can't ask any one of them ticket. And they jumped off, they walked out, and they get the next Lewis. And there's nothing we can do.
And that, I'm sure that leaves you in, it leaves you in a vulnerable position, Kabir.
You know, so we ring the guard sometimes. You know, well, guard is shut off. I try the guard shut off. They're gone. They're gone to the next tram. Sometimes we have to hold the tram. to get them off the track. You know what I mean? So imagine going 24 hours, middle of the night. There's no guardian present. Like, you know, I think it's high time for us to get transport school to get involved in transportation in Ireland, in my opinion, because our company is doing their best what they can do going forward. Well, we got the security as well. But security have no reach, you know, no power of arrest. They can't do anything. That's we end up, you know, see passenger recording us or whatever is going on. Like, you feel like you're powerless, you can't do nothing.
Tom is with us too, Kabir, on the line. Tom, I believe you actually left working on public transport because of this kind of behaviour.
Well, yeah, there was a few factors, but that was mainly one. But I didn't get now half as bad as the lads on Dublin bus there or the inner city buses or that. I was more heading out to the country. But when you were coming out of Dublin and stuff like that, you would get people, especially either early mornings or late at night. And for some reason, I don't know, they either just want to have a row with you or rear up on you or give out or something, you know, and you're trying to provide a service. And like there before with Dublin Bus, when they pulled the buses, the only people that lost out was the people that were using them, you know, but they need to have, like, you have to be safe in your job and stuff like that. And that's why many of the reasons I left. And I'm on the tour buses now, and people are in good form. And,
yeah, you know, totally different clientele, I imagine, is it?
Thought. Not saying now, a lot of people that use the bus, I had regular customers, you want to call them, always on the bus and always talk.
Yeah,
there was a lot of good side. Now, it wasn't all bad. A lot of good people on the bus, and that. So you know, but it is kind of out of hand for whatever reason, and like as well as that, you'd see like. Security in the Lewis, that's grand, but like they don't want the hassle either, like, you know, and they don't really have any powers to do anything. Mm.
So, it's just the presence, but you know, I think the presence of security on the Lewis, personally, I think it's a great thing. I totally accept the point if something happens or kicks off, sure, no powers of detention, can't do anything. I've actually myself witnessed one day coming in on the Lewis, you know, group of young lads, teenagers, just like the way they were speaking to the security lads, it was just absolutely shocking. Like, it was incredible, you know. And you knew they were given false names and false addresses and sort of laughing about it. So there's absolutely nothing, I suppose they can do. But what about you, Sean? Like, you're the chairman of the Dublin Bus branch. The 75% of drivers in Ireland who've witnessed at several times a month drug taking. Like, it's a really high stat that we're talking about today.
Shocking. I've just been looking for Irish Rail for January 46, February 69, March 141, and April 46. That's today, and over 60% of that are open drug use on the rail. It's rampant, but you see, the problem we have is we have bylaws, and we've lots of different dots that need to be joined up, and we have the likes of our new Taoiseach, Simon Harris. The party for law and order, and somebody needs to take their finger out now and start joining the dots together.
Hang on, I'm just going to reconnect with you if you don't mind, just on the line. Just stay with us for a moment. I see a text here from David. He says Bus Éireann stopped there. Is it the NX service stopping in Finglas? He says because drug users from Navan were using the service to get to Finglas and buy the drugs, shoot up then on the way back on the bus to Navan, according to David. Another listener says, drug taken in the bus in Dublin happens absolutely everywhere. It's on the back of the bus, it's at the top floor normally. It's so normal, you can smell the drugs been turned with a spoon or whatever they're using. The fumes are so strong sometimes. It can actually be quite loud and rowdy. The smell is just a real gritty smell, says this listener. 087-1400-106 is the number. Jimmy is on the line. Jimmy, have you noticed drug use and this kind of abusive behaviour on public transport?
Yeah, I mean, I'm nearly 59 now. I remember back when I was younger that if you saw something like that, people would just go over straight away and say, look, cut her out. But we're now living in a nation of... we're so afraid now to actually get the heads knocked off. Like, and it's a crying shame. But, I mean, I'm living in Birmingham, I feel a lot safer, though, on the Lewis and train, because there's a lot more transport police, or, I mean, I don't know what you call them, like.
Mm.
But in Birmingham, things are a whole lot worse.
Really?
Oh, yes, I'll tell you. I mean, you wouldn't, I mean, there's no police on the trains. There's not, you wouldn't see a police. I mean, I've seen drivers being stranded in fear of life with drug users, like. And it's a lot worse over here. Like, I know it's bad in Dublin, but it's a lot worse over here.
It's a lot worse, yeah. That's it's interesting to hear, Jimmy, the comparison. But in your experience in England or in Birmingham, the situation's a lot worse.
Yes,
than back
and I believe
home.
It's
okay.
The whole thing on the getting more liberal on drugs and all that, and people like, you don't know where to draw the line, and people say more. Ah, sure, it's not really that late. And
okay.
It's terrifying. Like, I mean, it's terrifying.
Yes, George in Wicklow says, I was on the Lewis a while back. There was a man beside me who'd taken a needle out from the inside jacket pocket. I was worried if the Lewis came to a stop or someone pushed me, the needle could have gone actually straight into me. The whole thing was quite terrifying, says George in Wicklow. Christian, just to go back to your point that you made a few moments ago about the dedicated public transport unit, and that has to work with any proposals to bring nighttime public transport services. Is that something that you and your members and other bus drivers, is that something that you guys can lobby for within Dublin Bus or Bus Éireann or within your union, or how vocal can you be about that?
We tried this for quite a while now, to be honest with you. This is why I'm so happy that C2 launched this Respect Public Transport Workers policy. And something that has to be highlighted. All these things, you know, sooner or later should happen. If people want to travel safe to work, home, or anywhere, something has to be done. And that looks at the moment like the only solution. Like my colleague said, we don't have any power. We don't have, there's nothing that we can do.
No. Well, it's not your, you know, I totally accept that. It's not your job to intervene or to, you know,
no,
to start to deal with.
Responsible for people that we have in the bus, in my situation.
Would you recommend the profession, Suzanne, to people?
Yes. I would, but this needs to be sorted. I mean, if I had known about all this before I joined up, I don't know if I would have become a bus driver. You know?
Okay.
But I do like my job,
yeah,
and I'm happy in
you
the job.
It,
but we need a lot more support, and that's and I have to say, Sip2 are doing amazing work pushing this Respect Transport Workers policy and campaign. But it just needs to be followed through on. We need to get what we're looking for, or I don't know how they're going to get more drivers.
Or like some of our other callers there a few moments ago, you know, even Jimmy that was with us, or Tom, sorry, that actually left the profession. I'm sure many more of your colleagues could be liable to leave, Suzanne.
Absolutely. And you hear it regularly, how much more can they take?
Mm.
You know, and you can go into work and you can have a good day, Andrea.
Yeah, of course, like anything else.
The bad ones are hard.
And they're the ones we're talking about today, the fact that 75% of bus and train drivers across the country have witnessed this kind of behaviour, you know, at least several times a month they're reporting.
Huge.
Yeah, I thought it was an extraordinary figure when I heard it this morning. You are going to hear more about this today because the Sip2 officials and members of a lot of the trade unions that are working with Dublin Bus and Irish Rail and the Lewis, they're actually speaking at the committee, the Transport Committee, today about this issue. So I've no doubt you're going to hear plenty more about that here on News Talk throughout the afternoon as well. But Suzanne and Christian and Kabir, Sean and Tom, thanks a million to you all for getting in touch with us. John in Limerick says, until our very privileged politicians start using public transport in Dublin, I'm sure some of them do, Ireland, these issues will never be dealt with. Doesn't affect them whatsoever, according to John. Another listener says, for such an incident, Ireland urgently needs a brand new authority with more powers than the Gardaí. People need to feel fear, and we need more stricter laws for underage teenagers. Their parents should be responsible and they should get jail time, says this listener. Keep them coming into us. We might come back to this a little bit later. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.